Hallelujah. Grace and peace, you all. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Praise God. God bless all of you. Amen. Thank you again for joining us on this evening. And we bless the Lord for you. We're going to get started right away. Amen. But real quickly for you all, this is your first time on the call. I'm your host. Amen. Apostle L.A. Hill. Amen. This is our third, prayer for prophetic ministry training call. Amen. As you all know, we're doing this every other Thursday night and the other Thursdays. Amen. We're doing the School of Prophets. If y'all missing that, I don't know what else to tell you. You got to get on those calls. Amen. Every Thursday night, we've been committed by the Lord. Amen. And then ordained by God to minister strategically by way of online ministry. Amen. And something that we've done in the past. Amen. And I'm telling you, some awesome, awesome things is going forth right now. So tonight we're going to talk about some very powerful things. Amen. We're going to be dealing with prayer, of course. Amen. And this is actually, we did our introduction. Praise God. We did our introduction on the first of the month. Amen. And now we're moving into, this will be our second session. I don't know how many of you all had an opportunity to hear Apostle Jackson on the last call, amen, but we had such an awesome time in the Lord, amen, and what God had did, amen, and I'm actually going to be muting all of the callers, amen, so don't nobody get offended. I'm just muting the line so we can cut back on some of the background noises, amen, but God did an awesome work through Apostle Jackson on our last conference call that we had, which was on the, I believe it was the 9th, praise God. And if you didn't have an opportunity to listen to it, you can listen to it live on our website. If you just go to www.kingdomexousia.org, amen, and if you click on the link where it says prayer and prophetic ministry, you'll find that there is a button there. There's actually two there already, right at the bottom of the page, and those are some of the teachings that we've done. And this call tonight will also be posted. So those that are participating with us tonight, amen, as the Spirit of God would move, amen, I would definitely charge you to go and listen to that as well. Praise God. Amen. So we're going to move differently tonight. As I'm teaching, I'm going to also be praying in the middle of teaching. Amen. I don't know what it was, but the Lord spoke to me. He said, "Son, while you teach this, I want you to engage prayer throughout the teaching." And I don't know, God's going to do something. That was the first time that I ever had the Lord speak to me concerning a different delivery and a different change up, a different pace and way of moving. I'm actually going to be praying tonight some prayers out of a book by Apostle John Eckhart titled Prayers That Route Demons. And some of you probably heard us pray these in the past. Amen. Ever since I purchased this book, I haven't got any other books from his ministry that deal with prayer other than this one. I know there's others, but this particular one I've had for quite some time. I actually got one of the original copies that we bought when we visited the ministry years ago. And I'm telling you, this is an awesome prayer manual. If you don't have it, I tell you, you should get it. But we're going to tie in some of the prayers on some of the points that we're going to hit tonight. So tonight I'm going to hit 6 points of prayer. 6 points of prayer as it relates to both prophetic praying and ministry praying, and praying in ministry and prophetic praying ministries. Praise God. I know that was a little bit mouthful for some of y'all, but it makes sense. Amen. So we're going to hit some points here tonight. One of the things I do want to, we're doing now in the School of Prophets, we're probably going to be using a dictionary titled The Prophet's Dictionary by Dr. Paula Price. I mentioned that in the last training. We actually used this before. I think it's an awesome tool, guide for the prophetic. We thank God for the woman of God that was enabled by the Holy Ghost to release some definitive insight into some of the terminology that we use in prayer, in prophetic ministry in today, and even in apostolic ministry. And tonight I felt led, I'm going to actually read a definition that she gives as it pertains to, as we continue to move forward in lesson 2 tonight on prophetic prayer. And if you're taking notes, you just kind of follow along. You can always go back and listen to the recording on the website, and you can just click the pause button and listen in just in case you miss anything. Amen. But again, thank God for all of you that's joined us tonight. We praise God for you. Amen. I'm showing quite a few callers on the dashboard, but I'm not seeing all of the calls that are coming in. So, but we thank God for you all that are listening live on tonight. Amen, as well as those that are going to visit the website and listen to the recordings later. We thank God for you. I pray that the Lord will bless you and keep you, amen, and that you would receive insight concerning the will of God for your life and all that God is preparing for your hearts in this time and day. Amen. As I begin to pray now, I want to open up in prayer. I think and I feel led in my spirit to begin praying out of the manual even now. Amen. And we're going to go ahead and go into a prayer right now. Bless the name of the Lord. Amen. And we're just going to believe God. Praise God. Praise God. Father, we thank you all tonight, God. We glorify your name. We lift you up and we exalt you as your blood begins to cover us even now, O Lord. And Father, as we begin to release the fire of God tonight, Lord, in this prayer room, God, along this conference line tonight, God, and even over the website, Father, as those that will come in and those that will begin to listen, Father, Lord, I pray that you would begin to release your fire, God, and that you will begin to release your anointing like never before, that you would release your grace, that you will release the anointing that will sustain us, that will keep us, Father, and that will cause us to move greatly in your power, greatly in your glory, greatly in your strength, greatly in your love, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray right now, Lord, that even your throne, O Lord, is like the fiery flame according to the book of Daniel, Father, that you are the God that answers by fire. And Father, a fire goes before you, O Lord, and burns up your enemies. And Lord, we release your fire and burn up the works of darkness. Baptize us with Holy Ghost and fire, O God. Let your fire be in our hands to heal the sick and cast out devils. Let your fire burn in our eyes and our heart and our belly and our mouth and our feet, O God. Let your fire be in our tongue to preach and prophesy, O God. Let us receive tongues of fire tonight, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let your word be preached with fire, O God. Make us a minister of fire, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that you would deliver us with your fire, God. Let your fire protect us and cover us, O God. We release the fire of God to burn up every idol of this land, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let the works of witchcraft and occultism be burned in your fire, God. Purify our lives with your fire, God. Let your fire be released in Zion tonight, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let the spirits of lust and perversion be destroyed with your fire, God. Release the spirit of burning to burn up the works of darkness. Father, let your flame burn up wicked spirits. Let your glory kindle a burning like the burning of a fire, O God. Cause your glorious voice to be heard. Show lightning down your arm with the flame of devouring fire and scattering and tempest and hailstones, O God. Let Babylon be as stubble and let your fire burn them. Let them not be able to deliver themselves from the power of the flame, O God. Lord, we pray tonight that you would come and rebuke our enemies, O God. Rebuke your enemies, O Lord, with flames of fire, God. Let all flesh see your fire released tonight, God. Create upon Zion a flaming fire by night, O God. Let the fire of your presence be released in our lives, O God. Let demons be exposed and cast out with your fire, God. Release your hot thunderbolts against the enemy tonight, Father. Cast forth lightning and scatter the enemy, O Lord. Let your light be for a fire and your Holy One for a flame to burn the briars and the thorns in our life, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you We give you praise for the fire of the Lord that is being released tonight, God. We give you praise, Father, for the anointing and the power of God, Lord, to release the fire of the Holy Ghost, Father, the fire to preach, God, the fire to prophesy, God. Release the fire of the Holy Ghost, Father, to stir up the gifts of the Spirit inside of us, God. Release your fire, God, in the name of Jesus. Release fire for deliverance, God, on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for the fire of the Holy Ghost in this room, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the anointing of the grace and the power of the fire that is being released, oh God. Lord, let your fire be released, Lord. Purify us in your fire, God, in the name of Jesus. Let all works of the flesh, Father, be purified in your fire, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we release a spirit of boldness tonight, God. A spirit of boldness to release the fire of the word of the Lord, Lord, concerning prophecy, concerning prayer, God. Release it tonight, God. Release it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now for the anointing of the power of God, Lord. Let your grace and your peace, Lord, supersede us on tonight, Father. We thank you right now, Lord, for the fire. For the fire, Lord. For the fire, Lord. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, yes. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm just going to let that play in the background for a minute, but I do want to share this with you all tonight. Amen. For those that are still coming in, I'm gonna actually mute you, amen, as you're coming in and out of the room. Amen. But I want everybody to be able to tune in and listen in on tonight. Amen. I want to share the definition that Paula Price gives in the Dictionary of the Prophets, and what the Prophets Dictionary concerning prophetic prayer. I think this is good because we're gonna really touch on that as we hit these six prayer points tonight. Amen. Concerning prayer, prophetic ministry. Point A I want to talk about for prophetic prayer tonight is a prayer conducted by the prophet with the express purpose of compelling and manifestation of a prophecy. Let me say that again. Prayer conducted by the prophet with the express purpose of compelling the manifestation of a prophecy. Amen. When you're going to find, amen, for many of you, amen, that as we begin to release prayer on tonight, amen, and for some of you all, if I've never given you a prophetic word, you'll find that even with the express or the compelling manifestation of the prayer, sometimes there's a prophetic word that will just begin to be jolted throughout that prayer. Even in the midst of the prayer, sometimes there'll be things that God will begin to reveal prophetically in the prayer that begins to be released and become manifested as the prayer begins to come forth. Listen to this and watch this in point B. Intercession engaged by a prophet, praise God, on behalf of others. Intercession engaged in by a prophet on behalf of others. A lot of times you may come on a line or you may even be in the midst of a very anointed service, amen, and God will begin to through the intercession that comes forth as you have requested prayer concerning others, you'll find that that prophetic word will begin to be released through intercession as the one that you begin to have prayed for will come out of the mouth of the prophet, and there will be a prophetic word that's being released. One of my apostolic sons called me up, I believe it was the other night, and he was telling me how he had spoken to an individual and how they had began to release a prayer and prophecy and even in the midst of the prayer and prophecy and how a word even began to come forth even for myself because I was his covering. Amen. And sometimes God will release because of the intercession of a prophet or the apostle, God will begin to release a word that will come forth out of the prophetic manifestation of the prayer. detail. Look at this in point C. The engagement of a prophet in prophetic prayer to eliminate the force of resistance that impeded his or her prophecy. The engagement of a prophet in prophetic prayer to eliminate the force of resistance that impeded his or her prophecy. Amen. And we're going to keep on going, and we're going to go from there. And point B is spiritual warfare. Every prophetic person that's on this line, amen. Every prophetic person on this line should be able to engage some form of spiritual warfare when entering into prayer. A lot of times when you've had so much prayer that has been prayed over you and so forth, there's been times when you've prayed and you've gone before the Lord. And when you come out of prayer, you shouldn't be defeated all the time. There should never be a point in your walk with Christ that you begin to release feelings of being defeated. If there's been prayer going forth for you, if there's been prophets and apostles that's been praying for you, that's been engaging in prophetic prayer to eliminate the force of resistance that has impeded you, and they've even released prophetic words through that type of prayer that has been prayed over you, that spiritual warfare that's not only working for that apostle and prophet that prayed for you, but that touching and agreeing that they did with you as you have been in prayer, all of that should have put up a resistance for the devil not to infiltrate or impede you. In other words, there should be some form of breakthrough coming forth in your life. There should never be a place where you're defeated, where you feel like you're getting ready to go back and do what the old man used to do. You feel like you're getting ready to stir up some old manifestations of sin and get involved in fleshly things that's going to keep you bound and defeated. And that's why when you encounter someone that is praying for you and that has entered into prophetic prayer for you, that there should be immediate breakthrough, because they come equipped for spiritual warfare. They have the ability to tear down walls, to literally break things in half, and to literally shift things and interrupt atmospheres and different spheres of defeat that will try to hover over your life. Here, watch this. Prophetic prayer always has intercessory overtones and exhibits strong authoritative commands to spiritual forces others usually cannot see. They require relentless faith, and we typically strategic and tactically in nature. Generally, what is unknown to the observer is that the quiet voice of the Holy Spirit is guiding the prayer. And this is why prophetic prayer is so awesome in itself. His power is what makes its words and its dramatic enactments efficient. So one thing you have to understand, that when prophetic prayer is gone forth on your behalf, a prophet is interceding on your behalf. You prayed yourself. There's some touching and agreeing. The Bible talks about where two would touch and agree on anything. And y'all know the scripture where two have come together and lifted up the name of the Lord, have prayed for a thing, and have believed in God, and have exercised their faith. There is no excuse for you to walk around defeated. I don't care what the circumstance is in your life. There's no excuse for you to walk around defeated, disgusted, busted, messed up, whatever you want to call it. There should have been somewhere where you receive breakthrough in your life, where you receive a sense of freedom. The Bible says, well, the Spirit of the Lord is his liberty. And the Scripture speaks that when two are gathered in his name, there he is in the midst of us. He's right there between us. So where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We got two people touching and agreeing in prayer. The Spirit of the Lord is present. There's prophetic flowing. There's spiritual warfare. There's things being decreed in the Spirit. There's engagement of the prophetic through prayer to eliminate the forces that is resenting you. There's a strong thrust that's being conducted and being compelled, and there's a strong manifestation of prophecy that's being engaged by the prophet, there is no excuse for you to walk around defeated as a result of prophetic prayer. And this is one of the things that God has literally equipped the church with in the last 20 years to move in strategically. It's prophetic prayer. Most of the prayers that you see Jesus doing were prophetic. He was either fulfilling a known prophetic word that was spoken by either Jeremiah or Isaiah or one of the prophets, or he was moving prophetically in what he was teaching his disciples. And so when we pray and we release prophetically through prayer words of knowledge, whereas they're strengthening us, they're encouraging us, they're edifying, they're exhorting, they're comforting, these particular prayers will literally engage us into a place where we receive or we exhibit the commands that will forcefully bind up the enemy and cause him to be put, and that enemy to be pushed away from our lives. So that's one of the reasons why I love prayer and prophetic ministries. Anytime I see leaders that carry prayer and prophetic ministries and they know how to release insight and they know how to engage in spiritual warfare, they know how to deal in deliverance, they know how to cast out devils, they believe in laying on of hands and they believe in raising up the sick out their bed and so on and so forth. I love to see prayer and prophetic ministries moving in the things of God. I love to hear them pray because they have already learned how to tap into prayers, just like we're going to be praying tonight from the prayers that rout demons. They know how to release the fire of God. They know how to pray against the spirit of destruction. They know how to pray the prayers that root out things. They know how to come against the queen of spirits. They know how to pray deliverance from serpents, deliverance from flies. They know how to decree a thing and it be so. They know how to release the confessions of the Lord and to release shame upon the enemy. They know how to release the arrows of the Lord through prayer. They know how to pray over gates. They know how to break curses and release the blessings of God over generations. They know how to pray for souls and they know how to bind and loose and overcome and divide demonic confederacies. They know how to dig into the word of God and they know how to rightly divide the word of truth and they know how to dig within the scriptures and get the revelation of God concerning any given situation and deal with it in prayer, so that when the prayer of the Lord will come forth, then not only is the prayer of the Lord bringing righteousness, but it's also releasing deliverance and insight and is breaking those things off your life that will keep you bound and defeated and not able to walk into the fullness of your calling. I'm going to tell you something. For many of you that have Facebook pages, that have Twitters, that do blogs, and that really go forth by way of our modern-day technology, releasing comments and things of that nature, you should never, ever release things over the Internet that cause you to look defeated. Let me say that again. Somebody just got deliverance right there. You should never release things that cause you to walk in defeat. Everything that you say should be spoken to provide edification, exhortation, and comfort. And that is the definition for prophecy. This is something that we just taught in the last class. That is the definition, and that is the concept and the precepts for prophecy. And when you're releasing things concerning prayer, whether you need prayer or whether you're providing prayer for others, you should be releasing words that edify, exhort, and comfort. There should never be a time where you are releasing words of defeat not even over your own personal profiles. I don't care how much you Facebook it or Twitter it. You should never release words of defeat. Everything should be a word of encouragement. And if you don't have nothing encouraging to say, you shouldn't have nothing to say at all. And I'm just gonna be blunt with that, because we have to stop allowing the enemy to pull us with literally. It's like, and it's not even a tug of war. It's literally, I don't know if y'all ever saw that crazy movie that Samuel Jackson did back in the day, Black Snake Moan. It's literally like someone chaining you up and pulling you around in a chain and keeping you bound into darkness, bound in defeat. Literally dragging you around and keeping you bound to your own ideas and your own concepts. The enemy cannot do anything to you that you don't allow him to do. Everything that happens to us, everything that comes in our lives and that causes us to miss the hand of God for our life, to miss the blessings of God in our life, is a result of something that we allow the enemy to do. Now, again, there are some things that we just get inflicted with that we just have to seek deliverance from. There are some things that will come upon our life that we didn't ask for. There are some things and that's just a given. There's just some things that's just going to transpire in our life that we didn't ask for. Some of us didn't ask to be sick. We didn't ask to be ill in our body. We didn't ask for this tumor. We didn't ask for these things. We didn't ask for that. And these are things that we have to believe God for healing. We have to rely upon the men and women of God to pray for us. Yeah, we have to believe in that. But then in those things that are just unnecessary that we get ourselves caught up in that we don't have to have. And that's the stuff that I'm talking about tonight. Amen. So let's look quickly. I want to talk about the six prayer points. I'm going to move quickly because I don't want to spend more time than I have to. Amen. I know it's already past the hour where some of y'all just got to go to bed. Amen. I know some of y'all sleepy. You got to go to work in the morning. Amen. But I tell you, you'd be blessed if you can hang in there tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Let's look at the first prayer point. I want to go to the book of Matthew chapter 6. Amen. And I'm going to read verses 5 through 15. Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 through 15. Praise God. Matthew chapter 6, and we're going to begin the reading at verse 5 through 15. Glory to God. Amen. And what's so powerful about this, our first prayer point is our model for prayer. Amen. If you got the King James Version Bible, you'll notice that at the top of the Bible, it says the model prayer. And so let's look at the model prayer for a kingdom citizen, for a citizen of the kingdom. Amen. Verse 5, let's read it. And it says, "And without prayers, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, and that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward." That's a powerful scripture right there. I'm going to keep on reading, though. Verse number 6, it says, But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut the door, or thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth thee in secret shall reward thee openly. Verse number 7 says, "But when we pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before you ask him. And this after this manner, therefore pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." That word hallowed also means holy. Number 10, "The kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." Amen. So the first thing that we look at here, our first prayer point tonight, is our model prayer for us by Christ. Christ begins to tell us, he gives us strategic instruction here. He tells his disciples, he says, in verse 6 again, he says, "And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are." I'm telling you that I've seen so many times, and when you're in very well-known Pentecostal churches where there are a lot of lay leaders, and I mean lay leaders by saying that there are a lot of leaders that are emerging, they're stepping on the scene. Some of them have been licensed and ordained, and because there's so many of them, very often they don't always have the opportunity to go forth and preach. And every now and then the pastor or maybe the co-pastor, the elder leader or whoever may be in charge at that time may call upon one or two of them to lead the church in prayer or so on and so forth. I mean, I never forget when I was in that predicament, man. I was going to a church, amen, and I wanted to pray so bad. I wanted to be a part of what God was doing in the ministry. And I'm telling you, I couldn't wait to be called upon. And when I would be called upon, I was charged in my spirit that I would pray the best prayer that I can pray. That I would release the most anointed prayer that the church could receive at that time. I just wanted to, in my mind, I was thinking I just really wanted to be used by God. But when in fact, I wasn't only being used by God, but I was receiving my reward at that particular time. And I see so many leaders do the same thing as they move forth in this day. And it's not because they do it intentionally, it's just that they don't know. And so when you look at verse 5, it's not all in all a bad thing. Let's look at this again. It says, "And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, and they have been seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward." A lot of times people will come up to you after you've done those powerful prayers and you release such a great anointing over the congregation because of the prayer. And even in so, the prayer that you prayed, it may have even, where God will have used that prayer to usher the church or usher the congregation into the presence of God. Sometimes there are literally, when prayers are released through times of intercession or opening prayer for churches on Sunday mornings, a lot of times it causes the body of believers that are present to enter into new portals. There are literally portals that open up from heaven because of the word that's being released through prayer. And the scripture shows us that it's not saying that it's a bad thing. The only bad thing that's mentioned is he said, don't be as the hypocrites. So we have to be careful that we're not desiring to always want to be in the forefront and always want to be the one that pray and believe that we're the only ones that can get the heavens open when we pray. We're the only ones that can release the anointing of God when we pray. We're the only ones that have the word of God inside of us when we pray and open up services. And ain't nothing going to shake and move unless we pray. And because of that, it just might be that you're anointed to pray. You might be that one that God has called and anointed to pray and open up the services. Again, there's nothing wrong with that. But you better believe that what the scripture says, it says, "Verily I say unto you, they have their reward." Because people will acknowledge you, people will extend a level of grace to you that you've done a good job, a great job. And again, there's nothing wrong with that. The Bible tells us to give honor to whom honor is due. So you receive your reward. You receive it openly. You receive the pat on the back for doing a good job, and you may have done a very good job. But let's look at verse 6. Watch this. It says here, "But thou, when thou prayest, enter into the closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." I don't know about y'all, but there's been many a times when I've got before the Lord and I begin to intercede and cry out to God in my secret time, late in the midnight hour, amen, I always had my special prayer blanket. Glory to God. I have a special prayer blanket I've been praying under for the last 20-plus years. Amen. I take that special prayer blanket, I wrap myself up in it, amen, and I put on some worship music, some instrumental music, and I just begin to go before the Lord in prayer, laid, stretched out on my face, touching the presence of God, amen, and just begin to believe God and press into the things of God, amen, receiving the power of the Holy Ghost in those times of prayer, and my secret times of prayer, in my prayer closet, and never looking for an opportunity where I would be rewarded openly, but knowing that my Father in heaven, because I have went into my secret closet, into my secret time of prayer, that I would receive what God has for me, and that God will reward me openly. I believe to this day, because of many of those nights, on those secret times and secret places with the Lord in prayer, and even in those times when God had allowed me to get into my secret place, I might even be in the car. Some of y'all, you just need to know You just need to know that you have a time that you can get into a secret place with God, whether it be in the car by yourself. You might be taking a nice little trip to work one night or one evening or one day, one morning. Amen. It might be a time when you can just need to just get up from your office desk and go into the bathroom and begin to pray in secret, begin to cry out to God, begin to fall down to your face and begin to release the presence of God in that wherever you are. And I'm telling you, it's almost like a cause and effect. Those times when you spend those secret times in prayer, God always comes and He rewards you openly. He begins to release what you have prayed for, what you have believed Him for, and all of those things that you have cried out to Him for. He begins to release those things to you openly. And that's why I was saying, I believe that's why I'm where I am, where I'm at today, is because of those times when I cried out to God in secret, believing God, and said, Lord, I need more. I don't need more just because I'm desiring more and more material things, but I need these things in order for my family to be blessed, in order for my family to receive, in order for me to be able to take care of everybody. I need you to step in and intervene in my process, God. I need you to come and take over what's going on in my life so that I can be a blessing to my family. Amen. And as a result of that, God began to release some things into my life. He began to bless me on a job and giving me raises in a place that wasn't even giving out raises. Oh, y'all ain't hearing me. I'm telling you. And not only that, as a result of my praying and my praying in secret and crying out to God, I also matched that with my giving. The Bible says faith without works is dead. And you can holler all day, but if you don't react after your prayer with some form of faith, with some form of intimacy and fellowship with the Father, by doing in your giving and being obedient in your servanthood with Christ, you might not receive anything. You just can't. You have to have some works behind that. So let's look at the next one here. In the next scripture, he says here, verse 7, but when you pray, use not vain repetitions as heathen do, for they think that they shall not be heard for their much speaking. I trip off of this because I had the opportunity while growing up in school. I attended three different denominational private schools, both being a Christian Baptist, a Catholic, as well as a Pentecostal Holiness school. And I remember being in the Catholic school, and how even as a young man growing up, I'm telling you, I've never forgot this. And I began to learn their customs and their culture, the Catholic culture, and how they carried out, and how they would say, well, I'm getting ready to go to confession. I said, confession? What the heck is confession? And they said, well, you know, we're going to go over here and we're going to see the priest. We go up in here and we tell him, and then he'll give us, depending on the sin that we did, he'll tell us to say X amount of Hail Marys. I was like, really? Are you serious? And you know, me growing up in a Christian Baptist school, at least we learned that you can ask for forgiveness for your sin, and the Lord our God was just and able to forgive us of our sin, and His blood will cleanse us from any unrighteousness. And I don't know about y'all, but thank God for grace and mercy. I thank God that I didn't have to be like the Catholics. I don't have to be like them, and I have to go inside of some secret place in front of a man and standing between a wall where he can see through me through some little crazy little holes and tell him about my sin, and he sends me away and tell me to say X amount of Hail Marys. And you have to watch it, because they are very vain and very repetitious. Why would you be praying to Mary? That's vain. There's no redemption in Mary. There is no salvation in Mary. The Bible says no man can come unto the Father but by me, which is Jesus Christ. And so Mary has nowhere in there where she can intervene for us and intercept our sins. And so we notice that our model for prayer is not in vain repetition. And number 8, verse 8 says, be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. And so, before we get into prayer, God is already discerning our hearts. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. If you've already received the Holy Ghost and you've learned and you're learning how to pray and you're learning how to seek the face of God, because you have the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God already know what you got need of way before you go to him and ask him for anything in prayer. And even for those that are backslidden, those that are living in sin, I'm telling you, I remember there were some days when I wasn't in Christ, and I remember crying out to God and knowing that I needed the Lord right then and there. I'm like, God, Lord, if you do this for me right now, I swear I won't go back and do what I did again. Come on, we all have been there before. Lord, I'm telling you, if you just bless me right now, God, if you keep this man from getting ready to lower this boom and this law on me, Lord, I swear I'll do whatever you want me to do. I'll go to church every Sunday. I'll pray every day. I'll tell you I love you. I'll do whatever you want me to do, Lord, if you would just keep me. You know, we know how to call on the Lord when we're in trouble. Glory to God. Amen. But that is a model for prayer, believe it or not. It's a model for prayer. It's customary for us to call on God when we're in trouble. It's customary for us to call upon the name of the Lord in a time of need, in a time of sorrow, in a time of grief. It is customary to reach out to the Father and extend our arms of need and grab hold to the wings of Jesus. Here, watch this. Look at this. Let's look at verse 9. And he's telling the disciples, he said, after this manner, therefore pray ye. And he begins to tell them how to pray the Lord's Prayer. And there's so much in the Lord's Prayer. This is a kingdom prayer. It tells us, he says, our Father which art in heaven, how holy is thy name. Our Father who has given us access to the heavens, who has given us the ability to tap into every dimension of your presence at the throne room. In the book of Hebrews, it tells us it says to come boldly before the throne of grace. Come on, somebody. And verse 11 says, give us this day our daily bread. We know that the deliverance is the children's bread. Amen. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Let me tell you something. A lot of y'all are having trouble with your finances, not just because you ain't giving, but a lot of it has to do with because somebody that you loaned money to back in 1997, you ain't been able to forgive, and then you went around telling everybody and their mama how so-and-so borrowed $20 and $30 from you back in 1997, and they ain't going to never pay you back. And you better not loan them no money because they don't pay folks back. Ask for forgiveness for your debt, number one, because some of y'all got some debt. I never forget. I remember a couple of years ago, I owed some folks some money and I couldn't pay them back because I had been laid off. And I just began to pray, Lord, I need you to forgive me of this debt. I really need you to forgive me, Father. I really need you to release me from this bondage. You said to owe no man nothing but to love him. But right now, I owe this man $5,000. Can you please forgive me for this debt, Lord? And then you need to be able to ask for forgiveness for the debtors, for people who owe you. Lord, can you forgive the folks that owe me? I'm telling you, that's when you find out that God is a merciful God. If you can forgive folks that ain't paid you back, you shouldn't have no problem praying for folks, amen, and praying for folks that owe you, let alone for folks you owe. Glory to God. Amen. Look at this one, verse 13. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. When you go over to the book of James, amen, chapter 1. I'm sorry. Yeah, James chapter 1. You'll notice it talks about the process of temptation. Amen. This is why this is a kingdom prayer. I'm telling you, it says here in James chapter 1 in verse 13, it says, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Verse 15 says, then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brother. Amen. So we see here, we see that when we should say, ask the Lord not to keep us and keep us from being led into temptation, and deliver us from evil. Praise God. Amen. So, again, it says, For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And so, in verse 14 and 15 stresses here, so it says, for if we forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So I'm here tonight, amen, I'm here to tell you that for many of you that are listening on the call tonight, if there's some people that you need to forgive, whether they owe you some money, whether they owe you some time, whether they owe you resources, it doesn't matter what they did to you, whatever animosity they may have had towards you, whatever remorse that you may have had toward them or them toward you, you need to forgive them. A lot of us, our prayers are being hindered. Our prayers are not being answered. Our prayers are not being heard because we haven't learned how to deal and dwell with the brethren. We walking around with our heads tucked between our legs, wondering why God ain't heard us. Talking about some woe is me. Oh Lord, I really need you to bless me. Woe is me, I'm having problems, Lord. Woe is me, I just can't seem to get a breakthrough. Woe is me, woe is me, woe is me. Well, woe to you because you ain't forgave your brethren. Woe to you because you haven't learned how to forgive folks that owe you something. Woe to you because you can't ask for forgiveness because you're too stubborn and too prideful to walk up to somebody that you know that you've done wrong to. And matter of fact, even if they've done wrong to you, woe is to you who can't begin to communicate with your brother. The Bible says that we're supposed to, before we lay a gift at the altar, we're supposed to go back and make it right with our brethren. So as tonight, amen, and I don't know, I feel led to stop right there, because I think right now as we do this prayer prophetic ministry training, we're going to spend time hitting these six prayer points before we go on to the next subject. But so tonight, amen, as we understand our number one prayer point, our model for prayer, we need to understand that forgiveness is essential in prayer. My mother used to teach us when we were kids. She said, every prayer we used to start off, the first thing she used to tell us, she said, well, when you pray, you ask the Lord to forgive you for any sins that you may have committed, knowingly and unknowingly. And my mother taught us how to pray that when we were kids. And then she also said, also pray for forgiveness of people that may have done you wrong, or people that you may have had any ought against. Ask the Lord to forgive you. And a lot of times we need to go to the Lord in prayer, and we need to seek Him for forgiveness in these areas, so that we can have clean hands. We don't have somebody else's blood on our hands. Amen. When we're entering into prayer, because you literally when you attacking somebody, or if somebody attacks you and you become angry with them, the Bible says to be angry and to sin not. So it's a possibility that you can have so much anger built up into you, inside of you, that you can easily be sinning while you're angry. And we have to be careful that when we begin to develop a level of anger toward anyone, that we sin not. You can be mad and be like, oh Lord, I'm getting upset. I need you to really step in and help me with this. Help me to keep a cool head so I don't say the wrong thing. And the whole world ain't got to know you mad at somebody. The whole world don't have to feel your animosity and remorse toward anybody. And this is why I was saying earlier, we need to watch what you posting on Facebook and on the Twitter and blogging about. Everybody don't need to know your business. Everybody don't need to know that you're on the verge of being defeated. Nobody needs to know that. Because I'm telling you, there are people that will glorify in your failure. They will glorify in your mishaps. They will glorify in all the things that you mistakenly do versus lifting you up and edifying you and exhorting you in the things of God. So when you're setting yourself up and you're getting positioned and into a place for the model prayer, don't look for for attention. That's number one tonight. Don't always look for attention. Get to a place that when you pray, you're praying because you're believing God to do a supernatural work tonight. You're praying because you're believing for the fire of God to be released tonight. You're praying because you're believing the Lord for a fiery message to be preached, for the fiery words of the prophetic to be stirred in the congregation. You're believing God for the power of the Holy Ghost to hit that place, for people to be slain under the power of God to speak in tongues. You're believing God for devils to be cast out. You're believing God for deliverance. You're believing God for some supernatural thing to occur as you begin to release the fire of God through prayer and through manifestations of the prophetic as a model of your prayer. You want to know that you're tuned into heaven when you're standing up before God's people and you're not just looking for attention. You're not trying to see if you're going to pray better than Sister Goodfoot last week did. You're standing up there and you're praying because you're sensing the Holy Spirit getting ready to saturate the atmosphere. You're sensing the glory of God to do great exploits over the congregation on that evening or on that day. You're not looking for attention. And you don't want to be, you always want to maintain a time in prayer when you can get into your prayer closet and you can get into the presence of God and you can be filled with his anointing, filled with his strength, filled with his glory. And I'm telling you, there's something about when we seek God in our secret places. There's something about God overwhelming us and increasing us with his spiritual knowledge and his maturity, which is the sixth prayer point that we'll be talking about. So I guarantee, I'm telling y'all, don't miss any of these because I feel the power and the presence of God upon these prayer points. Amen. And that's going to be the sixth prayer point that we're going to talk about. One of the last ones is how when we get into our secret place and our time of prayer and intercession, amen, where God begins to prophetically increase us in both spiritual knowledge and in maturity. There's a place that God brings us into. There's a place of refuge and strength. There's a place of growth, and there's a place of revelation that God begins to bring us into when we enter into our secret places and pray before the Lord. And we see how God begins to reward us openly when we're standing in that place. The Bible says that our gifts would make room for us, and then it will also bring us around great men. And there's and nobody has to hear you prophesy and to hear you preach and to evaluate you just because you've got an anointing on your life and you need to openly express it so you can be recognized. All of that doesn't need to happen. The Bible says your gift will make room for you. That anointing that's on your life, as you're obedient and you're doing what God tells you to do, it begins to release you into a place where men, where great men will recognize you. Great women of God will recognize you. They will see it. Sometimes prophetically, because they already have that anointing and that mantle on their life, you can just walk into the room and they'll see the gift of God that's on your life. And the Holy Spirit will speak to them because you have spent time in the presence of the Lord. You have been into your secret place with God. And God openly, he begins to speak to his holy apostles and prophets when you enter into the place. And they hear the Lord speaking to them. And he says, that person right there, I called them. That person right there, I placed my anointing on their life. That person right there, I've chosen them for this season and for this generation. That person right there has a prophetic mantle on their life. They have a prophetic grace to be released into the apostolic anointing. That particular person right there carries deliverance in their mouth. Glory to God. Our model prayer, y'all, has to be like Christ. We have to maintain a level of integrity and character in our model prayer. We have to acknowledge the Holy One, which is in heaven. We have to know that because of the kingdom of God, because of the kingdom of heaven, we can access the things that we need from God. And that's why the scripture tells us that we can come boldly before the throne of grace, because we have the ability through prophetic prayer to enter into a place where God is, and God begins to speak to us. He begins to overwhelm us with his spirit on the inside of us, causing him to flow out of our belly like rivers of living water. He begins to increase us. And then again, last but not least, we have to have the ability to forgive in prayer. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. And I'm telling you tonight, y'all, there's some of you that are listening on tonight. Some of you have been struggling with your prayer life, and a lot of it's been due to you not walking in forgiveness. Some of it has been due to you not being able to even forgive your own selves. Where if you were believing God to do mighty works in your own life, and you couldn't seem to get there because your major excuse was you would commit a trespass against yourself. You would self-reject, causing yourself to self-destruct, causing yourself to be self-defeated, causing yourself just to be yourself. Your self-worth being denied the things of God because of your unwillingness to forgive yourself. I know it's possible. I never forget, y'all. I remember there was a time when I was really seeking forgiveness toward others, and it just didn't seem like these people would forgive me. And so as a result of that, I started to beat up on myself. I was my own worst nightmare. I could not forgive myself. I had a tough time doing it. And I walked around defeated, rejected. Before I knew it, I was on drugs. I was smoking marijuana. I was drinking alcohol vigorously. I mean, I was just, I was very, very into it, very heavy, and it caused me to enter into a place of depression. And I never forget, God came and spoke to me one night, and I just began to purge. I began to release and cry out to God. Amen. I remember running to the bathroom because I was crying out to God, and as I was purging, and I began to throw up. I was getting some deliverance, and God came in and delivered me from that demon of depression, delivered me from the drugs and the alcohol. Amen. And it was a tough place to be in because I was self-destructing. I was self-rejecting, feeling sorry for myself. Nobody would acknowledge me. Nobody loves me. Nobody is listening to me. Everybody's talking about me. Everybody got something to say about me. And all of these folks is doing this to me and doing that to me. That's self-rejection. Get over it. Get over yourself and allow the Holy Ghost to move you and to press you forward. And that's the way that we have to be in our model prayer. Praise God. Praise God. I'm going to go to a song, amen, and then I'm going to come back and open up the line, amen. And those that are desiring prayer, amen, on tonight, amen, we certainly be glad to pray with you, amen, and release words of knowledge as well as the prophetic as the Lord will lead us, amen. Glory to God. Praise God, amen. Listen to this song. Thank you. All right, bless the Lord. We got quite a few people on here tonight. Praise God. Hey, man, I want to welcome all of you again. I hope all, everyone was able to listen in. And at this time, I'm going to go ahead and take any prayer requests. Amen. And I really feel led to move prophetically tonight also. So if there's anyone that desires prayer, now, if I've already spoken to you and prayed for you and labored with you and prophesied to you, amen, don't be greedy. A lot of times, we get folks, amen. Amen. We get folks that come in and just try to suck up all the glory. Amen. I call them glory sucker uppers. Amen. Just every time they show up to church, amen, they go on the front row sucking up all the glory. Amen. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Praise God. Amen. I love when God's people are hungry. Amen. But we wanna have some room for the new kids on the block too as well. Amen. And really pour into them. Praise God. God bless you. Amen. Is there anybody tonight?
Yes.
Amen. Who's speaking?
Nancy Copeland.
God bless you, Nancy. How are you?
Fine. And you?
Great, great. What did you need prayer for tonight?
I just have a situation that I'm facing that I really, a couple of situations that I really need God to move in the area of my family. There are several different situations, and with my family, something happened that I was at fault for, and I didn't handle things correctly, but God knows my heart. You know, I love my family, and I want everything to be okay with us in every area. You know, we need the Lord, and I just need the Lord to guide me and make everything, you know, peaceful amongst us, you know.
Right, right. I heard the Lord say something in relation to relationships. As soon as you started speaking, where are you calling from, Nancy?
I'm calling from California, from Los Angeles County.
Okay, well, praise God. All right, I'm gonna go ahead and pray for you, and if you don't mind, I want to share a prophetic word with you, even while after I pray. Is that all right?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, bless the Lord. Father, we thank you for Nancy, God. We bless your name, God, that you are touching her, Lord, and that you are already ministering to her heart, Lord, concerning her family and the members of her family, Lord, and all that is transpiring and has transitioned in that family, God. Lord, I pray that you would begin to, even now, Father, begin to draw out the words that need to be shared and the wisdom that needs to be said, Father, concerning the relationship, Father, and the challenges, Lord, that they need to go forth, God. And, Lord, even in the area where she has already felt that she's been faulted, God, and even if she's accepting responsibility for this, God, I pray that even in the midst of asking you for forgiveness, God, that you would begin to lift that burden from her heart, Lord, and that you would strengthen her in her and give give her the ability, Father, to straighten these things out, Lord, and that you would take what is being said on tonight, God, and the words that will go forth with those family, Lord, and we'll begin to release it and seal it with the love of God, Lord. Father, I rebuke the hands of the enemy, Father, that will try to cause division and that will try to cause envy and strife amongst the family, God. I break the curses of the enemy tonight, Father, and I come against every contrite spirit, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you right now for your blood that covers the Lord. And Lord, I even pray that you would begin to send forth the angels of the Lord, Lord, unto the on behalf of heaven, God, for those family members, Lord, that will need ministering to, Father, even before any words of wisdom and any words of forgiveness is even shared by Nancy, God. Father, I pray that you would just begin to sour the ideas of any ill will toward any loved one, God, and that you would even, Father, begin to cause confusion in the camp of the enemy, Father, where the enemy would try to stir confusion amongst the family members, Lord. I break that curse and I break that spirit even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you for ministering healing tonight for Nancy, God, and for her family in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Nancy, I just hear the Lord saying that even in your acknowledgement of what you heard on tonight stressing that you needed prayer for your family, there's some even greater challenges that's going to come. And not so much even in your family, but there are other individuals that God has already ordained for you to begin to deal with, even in what you're dealing with now. And you have the ability to bring people together. There's a special anointing on your life for gathering. You have the ability bring people together. If it's like if you was the one to say I'm having a party over here, it's like everybody would come. But the Lord has given you this gathering anointing in order to begin to bring deliverance not only to your family but to others that are going to be given charge or you're going to be given charge to see over. And in the midst of that, God's going to begin to release to you a wisdom that's going to give you an understanding in his word that you've never ever had before. There's going to be insight and there's going to be instructions that's going to come. And the Lord is going to even begin to release you into a place where you receive, praise God, where you begin to receive prophetic insight concerning heaven. There's going to be a divine visitation and God's going to begin to release you into a greater purpose and you'll have greater understanding concerning the call of God that's on your life. And as a matter of fact, you don't even believe that God has called you, but the Lord says that you're called, woman of God. There are things that God wants to do in your life where you're going to be able to bring instruction and insight where others will be helped. Praise God. Praise God. You still with me, Nancy?
Yes.
Praise God. Praise God. Do you receive that word tonight?
Amen. Yes, I do.
Praise God. Praise God. You stay encouraged. I'm not sure what church you belong to, but you really just can't go to anybody's church. You need to be somewhere where you can be strengthened in the things of God because you have the ability to access heaven, and you don't even know it. And I'm telling you, when you begin to speak to your family and God begins to heal those relationships, there's going to be such a great impartation that you're going to receive from heaven. And you're going to know it. You're going to remember I spoke this to you tonight. Matter of fact, write it on the calendar. You can put the time and everything. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. God bless you, Nancy. You'll be in touch. How did you hear about the call tonight?
I received a text message.
Oh, so you must have called the 800 line for prayer.
I guess that's how my number was, they were able to access my number.
Yes, yes, yeah. A lot of the people, if you got a text tonight, some of you probably have called the 800 number. We do have a 800 number, and I'm going to share the purpose for that, too, at the end of the call tonight. Amen. Was there anybody else?
I would like prayer.
Amen. Who's speaking?
This is This is Renee.
Renee, God bless you, Renee. Where you calling from?
North Carolina.
All right, God bless you. Praise God. Was it anything specific or is it pretty general?
Pretty general.
All right, praise God, praise God. Renee, I hear the Lord say, hold your head up high. There's a scripture in the book of Psalms that says, matter of fact, I'm going to get it because I see it in my spirit and I'm going to read it because you need to hear this scripture tonight. Praise God. All the way in the book of Psalms, and I want to say real familiar scripture too. Psalms 121. I know it's God when the Lord showed me something like this. Psalms 121 verses 1 and 2. Praise God. And it says Psalms 121 and 1 and 2. It says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord which made heaven and earth. That's for you tonight. That's a word from the Lord for you. That's why I hear the Lord saying, hold your head up high. Look to the hill from where your help is coming. There's some things that you are in need of. There's some things that you're desiring. There's some promises that has been made, not even by the Lord, but there's been some promises that folks have made you and ain't kept their word and discouraged you. And you'd have got to a place where you just like, you know what, whatever. If you're going to do it, you're going to do it. If you ain't, you ain't. But I want you to know the Lord is again saying, hold your head up high. There's a season that God is bringing you into where he's getting ready to release in your life blessings that's going to overtake you. There's a shifting that's happening even now where there's some things that's been tied up legally. There's some stuff that's been bound up in red tape. And there's some things that God is getting ready to release. Under some unusual circumstances, and it's even some finances that you didn't know that belonged to you that you're going to be receiving soon. And a lot of this is going to be based on you not giving up and staying focused and believing God and pressing in through your praise. And trusting in God. And even woman of God concerning ministry, I hear the Lord say that you're coming into a greater grace and a greater power. The anointing of God that is on your life is going to begin to increase as you begin to trust him. There's a place that God is going to bring you into even as you get into your secret place. There was something that touched your heart in the message tonight concerning the secret place in prayer. There's a place that God is beckoning and calling you into, and it's stirring you into a greater area of desire for the things of God. There's going to be a revelation of the kingdom that's going to come forth out of your belly, and as you begin to minister on these things and meditate on these things, you're going to see God begin to do some supernatural things in your life, and it's going to stir you into that greater level of peace and power and grace. For the anointing that rests upon your ministry. Amen. There are many souls that are going to be saved through your ministry. And the Lord is not calling you to do anything mediocre. So it's necessary for you to really get to a place to trust him and to believe him with all that it was in you because you're being called into a place of greatness, woman of God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I have to repeat this because I was blessed by this word, and oftentimes I've shared this prophetically with people. But I heard a man of God say almost 20 years ago. He said, "Great people go through great things. They go through great trials and great struggles and great tribulations, but they don't stay in it. They come out because they're great." And woman of God, when you recognize that greatness that's on your life, you're going to see what great things God going to do for you. Glory to God. Praise God. Amen, amen, amen. Anybody else tonight? Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir. Hi, Apostle. How you doing?
Good. Who's speaking?
This is Rihanna Osiris.
God bless you, woman of God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. So what can I do for y'all tonight? I know you probably got a room full of folks listening.
My aunt should be on the line as well.
Amen.
I'm asking prayer for my son. Asking for healing. Asking for healing and also for direction for the Lord to speak. I made some disconnections, and you know I'm moving forward in the things of God, but I need to be sure on what God wants me to do.
Amen. All right. You have been in my spirit the last 2 weeks too. There's some things I'm gonna share with you, and more likely not on the line. But I am going to pray for your son, and we're going to believe God for him tonight. Is he nearby you?
Yes, he is. Give me one moment. Hey.
Hey.
He's right here next to me.
All right. What kind of symptoms is he having again?
He is, it's like some type of fungus, and it's causing him to lose his hair. He's losing hair in his head. And the medicine that they prescribe for him, he has to take oral medication. It's causing him to have side effects, like he's breaking out everywhere. But they told him to continue to use the medication. I'm believing God for his healing, but also I'm accompanying, you know, the medication, just standing in faith.
Sound like that's a blood issue. Lay your hands on his forehead. We gonna believe God tonight. I just see where the enemy is messing with his blood cells. Glory to God. Father, we thank you right now for the anointing and the power of God. Lord, we release your presence even through this conference call line on tonight, God. And we rebuke the presence of the enemy tonight, Lord. Father, we come against the enemy, Father, where he would try to distort the blood cells, God. But, Father, we claim even now, we decree and we declare that the DNA of the Lord our God flows through our bodies, flows through our veins, Father. It causes our arteries to increase, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I pray that you would begin to line it up right now, Father. Line up every blood cell, Father, with the word of the Lord on tonight, God, in this young child's body, Father. Lord, we speak healing, and we decree and we declare wholeness on the inside of his body right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I speak to every hair follicle, Father, by the power and the anointing of God, Lord, that they shall live, Father, and they shall yield forth growth, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And that there will be no issues, God. And Father, I even rebuke the fungus, God. I rebuke every virus, God. I come against every overwhelming issue in his body, Father, right now with the name of Jesus. And Father, we decree and we declare from the crown of his head unto the sole of his feet that by your stripes he was healed, God, according to your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you right now because we have rebuked the hands of the enemy away from him, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. And God, I thank you for the anointing and the power of God in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, even for a great testimony, Father, that shall come forth out of it as a result of this. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Glory to God, glory to God. Amen. It is so. It is so. It is so. Amen. Everybody on here should be praising him. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. I know God will do a work through even the conference call lines. I tell you, a couple of months ago, I did a radio broadcast for an apostle out of Orlando, Florida. And through the broadcast, amen, there was a lady that was on the call that had called in from Georgia, amen, and we prayed for her, and God supernaturally healed her by way of the conference call line, and got testimony after testimony within the next 24 hours. I'm telling you, the power of God hit the woman of God's room. She was a 52-year-old woman. She had been in a walker for the last several years. She hadn't been able to walk, and she was scheduled for hip surgery. God supernaturally healed her, and And I'm telling you, her son came home. He called the apostle, and the blessing and the power and the anointing of God had hit her like it had never hit before. So you can't tell me what God won't do.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So we believe and we stand on the promises of the word, amen, that he is healed according to the word of God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else tonight? Amen.
Yes, sir. Hello?
Yes.
I would like prayer.
Who's speaking?
My name is Shaquella.
Shaquanda?
Shaquella.
Shaquella?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Shaquella, what you need prayer for?
Just general prayer for myself for strength, but I also want to pray, uplift my mother for restoration.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Where you calling from?
I'm calling out of Durham, North Carolina.
Done. Amen. Let me tell y'all, the folks in the North Carolina area, I want to share this with y'all. There is a principality over that region that literally tries to keep the people of God from truth. There's a spirit that literally operates over the state that tries to literally keep people from receiving kingdom insight. Anytime there's a true move of God, the enemy tries to do what I call throw up smoke and mirrors, or trying to put in a sense of distortion, whereas the people cannot receive or they can't keep what they have received. As a matter of fact, there's a scripture over in Matthew chapter 13, and I know this for a fact. I've actually been to Dunn, North Carolina, in Matthew chapter 13, there's a scripture there. It says, when one heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received by the wayside. In verse 20, and this is where you find many of the people in Dunn. It says, but he that receiveth the seed into stony places, the same as he that heareth the word, and anon, which means immediately with joy receiveth it. Yet hath he not root in himself, but doeth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. In other words, that oftentimes when there's a powerful kingdom word that's released, when it comes with truth, people will receive it. They receive it almost immediately and quickly. But because of persecution, because of trials and tribulations, because of different things that occur in everyday life, because of misunderstanding, somebody said something about me, you talking about me, that offense was set in, and that word, that kingdom word that was released and that was preached, it's null and void. It's no more. It's no good. And people walk away. They don't even want to receive it no more. And that is an intense, a very intense expression that's hovering over the state of North Carolina. And the Lord has been giving me a word for that particular region for the last several years. And I'm telling you, God is about to infiltrate the state of North Carolina. There is some deliverance that's coming. There's a spirit of grace that's going to rest on it. The Bible says, where sin abounds, grace does more abound. And God is getting ready to release his anointing and his presence over the state of North Carolina. And those that are ready to receive, God's going to use them to begin to break down these walls of confusion, these walls of hurt and shame, these walls of offense, and deliver his people out of defeat and bring them into a place of triumph. So as I begin to pray for you tonight, Shaquille, I want you to really believe God. Amen. And if there's some, and I'm going to share this with you, if there's some things and that you need to begin to release to the Lord that you haven't given all to Him. I want you to begin to do that even while I pray, and also even in the fellowship of some of the brethren that you may have been in contact with, because I'm hearing the Lord say that there are those that have wronged you, and then there are those that have unrighteously accused you, and there are those that didn't want to have anything to do with you. Even in this prayer, I want you to put yourself in a position to begin to forgive them and to release them so that you can move forward, because God got some greater things in store for you.
Amen.
Amen. So, Father, we thank you for Shaquella tonight. We thank you for the anointing and the presence of God. Father, we thank you for the kingdom mandate, God, that is coming to North Carolina. We thank you for the presence of God, Father, that you'll begin to shake up things, Father. But we know that the kingdom of God is not just in word, but it's in power. And, Father, we know that the kingdom of God has come unto us, Father, because there is deliverance, because the signs of the believer are manifested through casting out devils, because there is a manifestation of the presence of God, and because there is a glory that rests upon your people, Father. And Lord, we thank you for a demonstration of the kingdom tonight like never before. And God, I speak and I decree and I declare even now over the state of North Carolina, Father, but that there is a remnant, Father, that shall be raised up and that shall understand the kingdom of God, Father, and they shall hear the word, Father, and they shall receive the seed into good ground, Father, concerning the kingdom word, Father, and they shall understand it, and it shall yield forth fruit, Father, and it shall bring forth that fruit, Father, yielding it a hundredfold increase, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you right now, Father, for the manifestation of healing in the hearts of those that's been offended. I thank you for a manifestation of restoration, Father, in the hearts of those, Father, that have not been able to forgive. And Father, we release them right now from every spirit of bondage, Father, every spirit, Father, that has overwhelmed them, Father, and has kept them from hitting the mark, Father, and from being able to be into your grace, oh God, in Jesus' name. And Lord, I thank you right now for the anointing of God, Lord. Father, I thank you right now, Father, in Jesus' name. And Father, I break every spirit, Father, that has tried to sabotage Shaquella, Father. I thank you for every spirit. I thank you right now for breaking that spirit right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for breaking, Father, and disannulling every ungodly covenant, Father, that has been named among her, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we give you the glory right now in Jesus' name. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. 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 Anybody else on here from North Carolina other than Shaquella?
I'm from North Carolina. Nilda.
Nilda. God bless you, Nilda. Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
I'm from North Carolina too, Apostle. This is Prophetess Whitaker.
God bless you, Prophetess. How are you? Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Y'all part of that remnant. Amen.
Yeah.
It's time to shake North Carolina up. Back in 07, God gave me a word that there was a revival was coming to America and that it would start on the East Coast. Now, many of you, I don't know if y'all remember a few years back the Todd Bentley thing that went on down in Florida, but that revival here started. Regardless of whatever feeling y'all may have had about Todd Bentley, revival here started on the East Coast. And there were many people that we had begun revival all throughout the East Coast. As a matter of fact, I was even a part of that. The Lord had allowed me. I flew in all the way from Florida to North Carolina, South Carolina. I was on the East Coast around that time myself, and there was such an anointing that was coming upon all the East Coast states. And the Lord began to speak to me about North Carolina. He said that he spoke to me. He said he would have a time of testing for North Carolina, because North Carolina was not ready to let go of some of the religious mandates and some of the religious traditions that they had been entangled in. a lot of people, both in the Afro-American and also in the white cultures, a lot of them were caught up on or still infused by some of the leaders that they looked up to. And I know some of y'all, they looked up to the Billy Grahams, the Bishop Bloomers, and all of those folks. And don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with these men of God, but the Lord was saying that they were that people were more concerned about looking toward the man than looking toward him. And this state, this particular state, was surrounded by a lot of religious rhetoric, and it was going to take a special breaker's anointing to deal with North Carolina. And God has been sending leaders into the state of North Carolina, but because of the offense that comes from them not being able to receive a word from the kingdom, it's been difficult to break through certain territories and regions. But now God is going to begin to pull forth a remnant of people out of the people that are in North Carolina, and he's going to begin to use them to deal with the principality that is governing that particular state. So I tell you, women of God, those that are representing North Carolina tonight, as you're beginning to receive this word is for you. God is going to use you all in such a mighty and great way to begin to go forth in that breaker's anointing and begin to come forth as apostolic battle axes and begin to deal with that with those principalities that are keeping the people from receiving the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. North Carolina, y'all receive that word. God gonna do a great work in North Carolina. Amen. I'm almost positive. I can taste it. That's how powerful God is getting ready to move upon that state. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Was there anybody else tonight? Praise God.
Apostle Hill, I would like prayer.
Amen. Who's speaking?
This is Michelle.
All right, praise God. This Nichelle?
Uh-huh. I would like prayer for healing.
Okay, praise God. Is there anything specific?
For healing?
Yeah, I mean, is it something, is it physical or spiritual?
Physical.
Amen. All right, praise God. Place your hands wherever the ailment is, because I'm feeling this thing right now. Praise God. Whatever the ailment is, place your hands there. Father, we thank you right now for the fire of God. And Lord, we release your anointing for healing tonight. We release your grace. We release your presence right now, Father, in every area of that ailment, Father. We rebuke the spirit of infirmity right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you right now for the oil of gladness, Father, that you're already beginning to pour out upon her physical body, Father, as well as her spiritual, Lord. And I thank you, Father, that you are healing her, God. And Father, that every blood cell, every vessel is lining up with the word of God, Father. I thank you right now, God, that you are causing her to be healed according to your word, Father, that by your stripes we were healed, God. I thank you right now, Lord, for the manifestation of wholeness. And Father, for making it complete on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I cancel the assignment of the enemy, Father, that would try to inflict sickness and disease, Father. Lord, I speak forth now, Father, that the fire of God would even burn up every tumor, Father, that it would burn up every form of disease, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, I cancel the assignment of the enemy. I disarm every weapon, Lord, right now in Jesus' name. And Lord, I thank you right now for divine restoration in our body, Lord. And Father, even now, Father, from not many days forth, Father, let a testimony come forth out of her mouth, God. And Father, I even pray that even when the doctors begin to examine her, Father, that there be no more traces of any sickness or disease in her body, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. And Lord, I thank you right now for complete healing, God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's somebody that's on the line tonight. There is a slight bit of numbness in your left shoulder area, up around your neck. There's some numbness there. There's a little pain. At some point, you also feel it down into your arm, where you even thought that you might have been having a heart attack, and it's even been associated with headaches and just really, really uncomfortable lately. Who is that?
That's me.
Amen. Who is that speaking?
This is Prophetess Whitaker.
Amen. Was that what we was praying for?
Yes, sir.
All right. Praise God. Look at the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. God is healing you, and you are healed right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you,
that's
Jesus.
Angela.
Glory to
that's
God.
Angela, I have a fine time.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm telling y'all, that's a place to praise Him tonight. God is healing on this line tonight. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. There's also someone I don't know. I heard stomach spleen. Somebody's been having issues where the doctors have even discussed that along the line about your stomach spleen and some issues in the stomach area. Who is that? All right.
Apostle.
Yes.
Nothing has been discussed with the doctor, but this is Nilda. I am experiencing some problems in my stomach area.
All right. Lay your hands on your stomach. Amen. Father, we thank you right now for divine healing, God. Lord, we thank you right now for restoration in our body, Father. Lord, we rebuke all sickness and pain, God. We come against every spirit of infirmity, Father, and we cancel the assignment of the enemy tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we speak and we declare right now, God, that every ailment in her body, Father, even in the stomach area, Father, around the pancreas and the liver, God, and even in the lower abdomen, Father, we speak divine healing right now in Jesus' name we pray, Father. And we thank you for the presence of the Lord, Father, in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's somebody else that's been having. It's not severe, but it's been pretty frequent lately. There's been some numbness in your toes, amen. And the enemy is trying to make you believe that you're developing diabetes. Who is that? All right, and I know I'm prophesying too for those that are listening in the web. Also, because we're posting this, this is going to be a live post. Amen. But if that's
Hello,
anybody.
Pastor.
Yes.
I haven't really been experiencing numbness in my toes, but I've been having swelling around my ankles, and I just want to ask prayer for that because I'm not sure what it is.
All right. Well, praise God. We're going to pray for you. Amen. Father, we thank you right now, Father, for your word, God. We thank you for healing, God. And, Lord, even now we rebuke every symptom, Lord, of gout, Father. We rebuke every symptom of water retention, God. We rebuke every symptom, Father, of low and high blood pressure, Father. And Father, we even come against blood clots, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father. We break and we bind the enemy, Father. We come against the assignment that the enemy would try to bring against the woman of God on tonight, God. And, Father, I pray that the presence of the Lord, Father, that is upon her, Father, begins to flow in and out of her belly, Father, like rivers of living water, Father, causing the healing manifestation of God on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I rebuke that swelling in her ankles even now, Father, and I command them to line up with the word of God on tonight, God. And, Father, even when she begins to walk, Father, we come against the pressures of taking a step, Father. We come against the pressures of standing up, Father. And, Father, I pray right now, God, that you would just give her the comfort that is needed, Lord, to continue in her day-to-day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Glory to God. Amen. 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 Anybody else? Amen. I don't want to miss anybody tonight.
Apostle Hill?
Yes.
Hi, this is Tashina.
God bless you, Tashina. How are you?
I'm fine, yourself.
Praise God. What you need prayer for tonight?
I want you to pray for me. I recently quit my job because of just a lot of strain on my body and things like that. And I also know that this was also in line with what God wanted me to do. I just need some direction.
Amen, amen, amen. Do you have you started applying for other jobs yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
It's just the last week.
Okay. Did you feel like you really needed rest? Because I'm gonna tell you what I'm hearing in my spirit, and also what the Lord is showing me. You right now you have a window of grace. You didn't just quit your job. You quit that job a long time ago. You was just still working there. And the Lord is showing me that He did give you that window of grace. Whereas if you want to work, you can work. If you want to stay home, God gonna provide for you.
Amen.
But you know, and a lot of people don't understand that God will give us options, and He will bless us in what we do. It's not always a prophetic direction that we need. It's just a matter of us acknowledging the Lord. The Bible says over, and I have to share this because a lot of times we you know, a lot of people will get so acclimated to prophetic conference calls and things of that nature. And believe me, I'm one of those ones that I totally believe in the prophetic. But I also believe in the Word of God. And the Bible says to trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways, mm-hmm. acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. So it's real simple. We stay in the grace of God. And we believe God and we trust God and acknowledge Him, and then He'll direct our path. He'll take us on that journey, and He'll lead us into that place where we need to go and where we need to be. And even concerning in future tense, because you have ministry, there is ministry assignment for you. And if you decide to stay home, hear me well. God's going to prepare you, whether you like it or not. Don't get quiet yet. But if you decide to go to work, here's the other thing. God's still going to prepare you, but that preparation is not going to be as the same as if you stay home. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because you'll be able to, of course, give more time into it. But you do have an option there. God's going to bless you either way it goes. But you need to now really begin to lean on the Lord and really trust Him with all of your heart. And allow Him to direct you, and you'll start to see God move you into an even greater purpose. And don't grow weary. And even in whatever finances that the Lord is still releasing into your life, stay consistent in your giving. Don't get inconsistent with that. You can't afford to. And let's put it that way. You can't afford to. You need to stay consistent, and so that way you can experience all that God has for you. Rather than we receive the kingdom, many of us do, but I don't know about y'all, but I would rather be in the 100 flow instead of the 30 flow.
Amen.
Come on, and the 60 is all right, but I would still rather have 100.
Amen.
Amen. And so remain consistent in all that God is doing in your life, and you'll see Him to move you in an even greater direction. But we're gonna pray for some peace, because you still need some peace. I think I sense in my spirit that you've been still worrying and you wondering if you made the right decision. But this is why I told you, you quit that job way before you actually quit.
Amen.
Amen. So Father, we thank you. For your daughter, Lord, we thank you right now that you're giving her the grace and the opportunity, Father, to move forward in this time and in this season. And Lord, I pray that you would continue to strengthen her, Father, and that you would comfort her, and that you would give her the peace of God that will surpass all of her understanding. And Father, even as the scripture has said, Father, Lord, I pray that you would release inside of her, Father, a trust in you, Father, a trust in the Lord, that with all of her heart, Father, she would lean not to her own understanding, but in all of her ways she would acknowledge you and that you would direct her path, Father, and that she would not be wise in her own eyes, but fear you, Father, with a holy fear, God, that she may be able to remain in a safe place, God, and not be encountered by evil, Lord. And, Father, I pray that you would continue to ignite the flames of fire and passion for ministry and for the anointing and the power of God, Lord, that is upon her life. Lord, I pray that you would continue to send ministering angels, Lord, unto her, God, that would minister to her, Father, both day and night, Father. I pray that you would continue to stir up the dreams and the visions and the mandate for the call of God that is upon her life, Father. Lord, I pray that you would continue to manifest your anointing, manifest your grace, Father, and cause divine visitation to come upon her, Lord, in the days to come, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. And Lord, I thank you for the blood that covers her. I thank you for the peace of God and for the hedge of protection that you've placed around her and her family, God. And Lord, I even thank you that even in this season, God, that you will supply all of her needs according to your riches and glory, Father, and that you will give her more than enough, God, that you will sustain her in this season of waiting and seeking the face of God. In Jesus' name we pray. And Lord, we give you honor on tonight. And Father, we rebuke every spirit of demonic backlash and retaliation in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Thank you, Father.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Again, the purpose for these calls, amen, one of the visions that the Lord had gave me, again, some of you may have been contacted because of the 800 number that we have with the ministry. It is our desire to establish a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week call and prayer line. Amen. One of our other goals is to establish a radio around the country. One of the goals that we have, and this is something that the Lord spoke to me, is that we would be on almost literally every radio station around the country and even some overseas. And that's something that we've been really believing God for. And that would also extend that 24-hour, 7-day-a-week prayer. And because there are so many people that have involved themselves over the past few years because of the technology for conference prayer and things of that nature, we've been really recruiting people that are willing to volunteer their time and to extend their time for, and assist us in prayer. I've received in the last 2 months so many phone calls. Even since we've been on this call, I've been getting calls on my call controller through the 800 number. I can't keep up. I need help. And I've been crying out to God, I said, Lord, I need help. And so one of our desires is to release others, and we would use this platform as a way to train people in prophetic prayer and learn how to move strategically in prayer and the prophetic all at the same time, and so that they can pray for individuals around the country. So I thank God for that. I think the first young lady that I spoke to, Nancy, earlier out of California, she was definitely one of them. And everyone that has called the phone, the 800 number, I've tried to go back and pull some of the numbers off the call log and even attempt to return some of those calls. But again, I get so many phone calls daily that I really can't keep up. And from what I'm understanding, people can actually go and Google 24-hour prayer and our ministry pops up. And so because we started out small again, a lot of things that we're trying to do is not just on a local church level. Our church is an international ministry, and I do have some of our my spiritual sons and daughters around the country that's helping, but I need others. I need others that can step up and that can kind of help and assist and take some calls. And so, again, if that's an interest of yours, I did get a couple of them. I haven't been able to set them up yet, and once I set you up, I will email you and I'll give you an extension number. But basically, the calls will come to our 800 number. I would program whatever number that you have into the extension, and all they have to do is press an extension on whatever state they live in, and they would get you. And you would pray for them. You would labor with them in prayer, even speak prophetically to them, and God willing, put them in contact with someone here in our ministry that we can be able to continue to be a blessing for them, and even put them on some of the online training. Amen. And so we're believing God for that. Amen. And as we continue. And if that's the interest of you all, if you all want to be involved with that, if that piques your interest at all, again, go back and visit the website at www.kingdomexousia.org. And then there's an electronic transmission. All you do is just enter in your information on that page, and it'll come right to me. It'll come back to me as a submission, and I'll go ahead and get the thing. I'll get everything started from there and contact you as well.
Yes, I'm definitely interested. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Can you please give me that website one more time?
Yeah, it's www.kingdom, K-I-N-G-D-O-M, Exousia, E-X-O-U-S-I-A, .org. KingdomExousia.org.
Okay. This is Nancy, the one that you had spoken about a few minutes ago.
All right. Praise God. Praise God. Bless the Lord for California. I tell you, right before we started the call, I had a lady call me from San Diego, and I prayed with her before we got started tonight. Amen. So we thank God for California. Amen. Those that's on the West Coast. Praise God. As well as those that's on the East Coast. I know we get quite a few. Amen. I see Sister Ricky up there. Amen. I see her on the call. Amen. After the call on next Thursday when we do the School of Prophets, that information is on the website too. If you haven't registered for the School of Prophets, I'm telling y'all, it's going to get even more intense. Every session, the Lord charged me to step it up another level. So if you got in on the first two, and you got some teaching and it was exciting, just think what the third one is going to be. And I really enjoy when the Lord challenges me in the area of teaching too, because it pushes me into a different dimension as well. And it also gives me the opportunity for you to hold me accountable to give you the proper insights and mandates that the Lord has instructed me to give you. So I'm telling you, when it comes to the things of God, I'm very serious about that. And so if you haven't registered for the School of the Prophets, please do that. You can go to the website. The registration link is on there. It's free. There is a questionnaire on there. And if you decide that you want to be a regular partner and sow into the ministry, praise God. If you decide you want to sow into the ministry regularly as a partner, you can do that. Amen. We don't have a PayPal or anything like that. If you want to sow, you just kind of tap into the 800 number, and you should be able to get in from there. Amen. But other than that, P.O. box number, I'm sorry. But other than that, we truly thank God for you. Amen. And we just going to continue to believe God to do some great things. Amen. And not only here locally, but as well as internationally. Amen. We got some invitations that are coming up again. People are asking us to travel overseas. A lot of times when I get those invitations, they can't pay for us to come. We have to pay to go. And then also on top of that, I would prefer to take a team. If I took four other people with me, that would be great. Amen. I'm not looking to take a whole entourage, but at least a team of four or five people that can go over and help. Because we're not talking about just some 30, 50, and maybe 100 folks. We're talking thousands of people. And on top of that, we're talking hundreds of pastors and leaders that want to be taught in the apostolic and the prophetic. They want that kingdom revelation. And so we will need that assistance as well. Amen. If there are those out there that want to help us with that. Amen. And we will come and plant a church in a city where you are. That's what we will do. Amen. So if there are those that just don't have a church home, but you know some people that are looking for this type of ministry, we will do that. We'll come out there and we'll train leaders and we'll ordain elders and set them up and get the ministry started. Amen. Amen. Anybody else tonight? Everybody that's still on the call tonight? I was determined to keep these training calls at 1 hour, but By the time we get into the teaching and some of the prayer, it seems like we usually go way past that that 1 hour. Amen. Nobody? All right. Well, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and pray, and we're just going to dismiss from here. Remember, again, we do have a regular international broadcast on Blog Talk on Sundays at 5 o'clock. That's 6 o'clock if you're on the East Coast, and that's 3 o'clock if you're on the West Coast. Those that's in Arizona, that's at 4 o'clock, and of course, on the East Coast, that's at 6 o'clock. Amen. So I just have to make sure. Sometimes I have to write it down and remember it. Amen. But if you got to know your time zones. Amen. It's about a 4 hour difference in the whole country, so you just got to know your time zones. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. We love you. Amen. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for the word that went forth. We thank you for the anointing of God that stirred in the room, Father, for the prophetic utterance that went forth. We thank you for all that was said and done, God, and even the manifestations of healing that took place on tonight, Father. Lord, I pray that you would fill every healing tonight with the fire of the Holy Ghost. And, Father, that you would continue to minister to our hearts and give us the wisdom and the insight, Father. Lord, teach us how to articulate your word, Father, that we may have a greater understanding of your grace and your power, Lord, and that we may be able to release the kingdom of God, Father, into the earth like never before. And, Father, for those that even carry prophetic mantles, Lord, I pray tonight, God, that you would stir each and every one up in the room tonight, God, and that you would even minister to them even while they sleep, God, and that you would give them dreams and visions, God, and that they would be able to interpret, Father, that which you have poured into their spirit even while they sleep, God. Lord, I pray that it would manifest, Lord, and that it will come forth with greater delivery, Father, because it is of the kingdom, Father. And, Lord, I pray that you would just continue to allow us to be a blessing to your people, God, and, Father, that you would continue to send the increase, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
And, Father, I thank you right now for the glory and the presence of God upon this ministry, upon our lives, upon your people, God. Lord, I bless you right now, Father, for meeting every need of every family, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I bless you for the new jobs that are coming. Father, I bless you for the new offices, Father, the new homes, Father, the new things that your people are in need of even now, God. I thank you in advance for it on tonight, God, in Jesus' name. And we rebuke the devourer for your name's sake, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you right now tonight. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. We love you. Amen. Y'all have a good night.
God bless you.
Praise God.